Now, in Uruguay, a group of high school students has been learning a lesson in finance, and they're learning it well. The teenagers at the Uruguayan American School and the British School in Montevideo have been investing in the stock market and using their profits, big profits, in fact, to help local charities. The man who's bankrolling the project is their economic teacher, John Younger. He says he wanted his students to get hands-on experience with finance.
You know, I only had two rules in terms of what the stocks they could invest in. One was that they invested in one of the top 500 largest market cap stocks in North America. And the other was that they had to explain to me in their own words why they invested in the stock and why they thought the stock would do well in, you know, 6 or 12 months or 2 years' time.
So you were kind enough, John, to put up your money. How much did you put up for the investments?
Well, we have four portfolios, two at each school, each of $10,000. So it's $40,000 of my own money that I have the students managing.
That's a lot of money, and that's a lot of faith in your students. Do you feel like you're in a position to tell these young kids that they should listen to what you have to say?
No, and that's exactly what I tell them. I tell them, don't listen to what I have to say. Don't listen to what the Wall Street analysts tell you what to do. Think about what you do in your everyday life. Think about what your friends like, you know, what you wake up and use as your toothpaste to brush your teeth in the morning. Think about what shoes you wear and apply that to create an investment portfolio that you're happy with.
Yeah, but you must have, of course, told them this, but a lot more goes into it than that. Do you think that they were relying on maybe logic, but oversimplified logic?
I think they were taking a very simplified approach to investing. And I think there's a little bit too much emphasis that Wall Street analysts put on the balance sheet. You know, you only need to take a look at the balance sheet at Lehman Brothers 1 week before they went bankrupt to realize that balance sheets do not tell the story of a healthy company.
And how did the kids do?
In terms of their performance, they've done extraordinarily well. In the last 18 months, their performance has been 42.5%.
42.5%. And so they made this money?
Yes, they did. And we've been able to donate $14,000 to charity. The money, the $14,000, they donated $4,000 last year to a local school for underprivileged kids. And this year they donated $10,000 to build a classroom for a school in the interior of Uruguay.
But it also sounds suspiciously easy for these kids in terms of earning money, because number one, you can earn money these days in the stock market. You can't always. So this happens to be a fruitful time for them to get this lesson. And then secondly, are they going to think, look, you can pick your stocks and you can maybe be guided in them, but does that kind of run counter to the idea of diversifying?
Well, I think those are two very, very good points. And in terms of the first one, I remind them that not only are they lucky, I mean, I think there is some skill involved, but I also think that they are very lucky. And I think the lesson that the markets are not always kind to you is one that they have to learn as well. And that's probably my biggest concern with the whole thing. I'm very happy that they've done so well. I'm very happy that the charities have benefited so much from the money they've been able to donate. But I think from the perspective of thinking that markets are easy and that it's just such an easy way to make money, it's just not the case.
John Younger teaches economics at the Uruguayan American School and the British School of Montevideo, Uruguay, where his students have been playing the market with his money.